This is a new episode of People from Ibiza, and today I feel very honored, and you can meet, for me, a very special person, and after this episode, also for you. And because you can meet a person, for me, he is the island, and I just can feel that. Always I say that he is the island, and we will find out this episode. So can you introduce yourself and welcome. Thank you for taking the time and to be here together.
Thank you, Madeleine. I'm touching by this word. I'm the island. Yeah, well, it's a little, it's a lot. But I'm in fusion with the island, yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course. So, this island, I can talk about it many times, many hours. But yeah, I listen your question. If you have some questions, I will try to respond more from the heart,
yes.
Not with the mind. So,
yeah, maybe Philippe, you're from France,
mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and when and how, what is the story that you came to the island many years ago?
Yeah, I came for the first time. First, I have to say that I'm from France, but with a Mediterranean culture. No, my parents are the Blackfeet. We call it the Blackfeet. The French people who are born in North Africa. And during when was the independence and the war, they came back to France where I was born. But I received this Mediterranean culture. No?
And which country of Africa?
It's Tunisia.
So you really have a strong resonance.
Mediterranean. I'm not Arabic. I'm not. I came back there to find out about my origin and roots. And then, the first time I came in Ibiza in '84, I really felt directly that, all this mix of culture that I receive was already here, no? That's why I fell in love directly of the island in maybe 2 hours already. Without to know the island, just came here, I felt the energy was fitting with me, no?
Yeah, and can you express how it's... Maybe it's a little bit difficult with words that you were here in 2 hours, and what was the feeling that you belong here?
Yeah, it was just... I think for me, Ibiza is a big vortex already, you know? Many people, when they arrive there, it's not the first time I hear this, when they arrive in Ibiza directly, oh, wow, I want to live here. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So was my feeling too. I was feeling, when I arrived there, this feeling of freedom, multicultural, no? All multicultural, but on the same time, not really access on the religion, and just in culture. We were talking more about culture than religion, because Ibiza had all this culture, no? The Arabic culture, the Asiatic culture, Goa, all this Morocco, and this is all there, all here. And this is a little bit what I am. I'm not really a French roots source, so I receive all this mix that I recognize here in Ibiza too.
Yes. And can you tell me something about this vortex energy? I heard it as well.
Yeah.
I don't know really what it is.
We say that Ibiza is a Scorpio island, no? So the Scorpio island, is the extreme, no? So it's the patient, the it's black or white, you like or you don't like. But when you are in, is the master, no? So you feel attracted because all the rules, all the education you receive, the time maybe you receive about who you are, your identity, suddenly you arrive there and there is no value on it. You have to die and born again and to become yourself.
Yes.
This is what I could see always in Ibiza. You arrive, the island show you, and then you start the process, no? It's really... a kind of death of your old identity.
Yes.
and suddenly to discover yourself. You wear the color you want, you let your hair like you wish, yeah. You don't care about judgment, the appearance is not, it becomes on the back door, no? And you start to live yourself.
Yes.
And you start to live your dreams, because Ibiza is a dream island. And it's a really artist island too. So
it is, yes.
It's not about only paint or make photo. It's really you make your life a piece of art. So yeah. This is for me typical what we can really find here in Ibiza.
Yeah, and it's very hard to describe, because with art people think about pictures, they at painting, but this is really what I really recognized in myself as well 30 years ago, that it's the art in yourself and to express this art, and that it's possible here on the island.
Yeah.
And yeah, wow, this is really, can you tell something, what is your art, what did you express here on this island? Yeah. I know it's many.
My life.
Yeah.
I just do it like this. Make my life a piece of art.
So yes.
In the things I create, the place I meet to, because Ibiza bring me always in the very place, or I do of this place my new painting. My touch of art. No, I bring the soul again to the place. Of course, the base is beautiful environment. Nature is always there. But often the human chaos came through this place. And then I come because I see the vision of the beauty and the potential of the place, maybe before. And I could access to the place to bring back this place to their essence,
yeah.
And potential. Without to think that it's mine. It's not mine. It's in from the island. And I love to come in these places and bring the soul and decorate and give again. It's like a flower was sleeping during years and suddenly open up again, no? And this is really what Ibiza bring me, the mission of Ibiza bring me there, to express my art and my vision, my dreams. And
that's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's really beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, yeah, I see doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the things you do here on the island, and what kind of art activities you do here, Philippe.
Yeah.
Because the listeners, if they want to visit, I think they want to feel also their art in their body, and of course, not everybody can visit Ibiza. By this podcast, we want to invite the lifestyle you have. I really believe that everybody can do that. And we want to encourage the people just live by their heart, follow their passion, and make the art of their life.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And for me, it's very important. We have a dog here as well. A very beautiful white dog. For me, what you said, that you make a chaos beautiful again, I really recognize this in my life as well, and that it's not yours. This is such a beautiful and important message, because what I noticed, and also here on the island, but everywhere in the world, a lot of people think, now it's mine. No, it isn't.
And this is the mistake.
And...
yeah.
Why is this a mistake? What's going to be happen?
Nothing is ours.
No.
It's like this. I'm fascinated sometimes, this artist on the beach just make a piece of art on the sand.
Yeah.
And the next hour just disappear. It's like, wow. And I recognize myself in this, in a longer process, of course, but the places I went through, the first one was I was maybe more attached, and that was my first mistake. I was thinking that, yeah, now it's mine, the ego is there too. And I understood that, in reality, no. So this, I have to let it go, this place. It was quite a special time of my life. But from the moment I let go this place, another one came, and another one, and another one. And I just I just think, I said, wow, in reality, it's not about one place. It's about everywhere, all the places. Yeah. It can be any places.
I always, the environment is always saying something about us. And I heard a child crying. And I started to touch with this. I don't know what was happening in your life, but I feel it. And I love the sounds around us, that it's always be present, what we say, what we do. We're all in connection with everything. And so you build something very special for you, and you had to let it go. And I feel some pain there.
Big pain, and at the same time, this first place bring me so many things behind, you know, and that was the beginning of all this process. And it's like maybe from everything you do, it's a relationship too. It's a story of love. You give love, energy, time. And of course, in one moment, when you have to let it go, it's like, so or you fight and you resist and to keep it.
Yes.
Or you just send a lot of love to say, okay, and recognize that it's not yours, and just say, okay, now it's time for a new cycle, no? Yes. And see the things like cycle. In nature, it's always like cycle in life. So, and now this is what what I see is cycle. This new cycle now for me is this place now.
Yeah, the house where we are now. Yeah.
So it's a short time, maybe a long time. I don't even think about it. But a new cycle start here. Wow, and again, to say thank you to this, I don't know, maybe the energy of the island, the spirit of the island to give you again opportunity to still express and show and confirm what you like and what you love with meeting beautiful people too, because of course places bring people, your action bring kind of different people too. So it's not about only a place, it's about people and all fusion with what you do, the music present, but the master is this nature so powerful in this island too. So it's not about one thing, it's so many things together.
Sometimes for me it's overwhelming that it's so connected and it's so sharp and so present, and I want to follow this art, what you say, and I'm figuring out every day how it's working. And I notice, we have to go through some pain to understand what life really means, what is the way. And I hear, I listen very carefully that you find this way.
I can explain it very nice.
Yes.
I can explain it. The way is to fall in love. Okay? So first you come in Ibiza. I fell in love with the island. And then in everything you do and everything you meet, it's falling in love. Because when you fall in love, imagine, okay, let's fall in love about a man or a woman, no? You met her or you met him, and suddenly everything becomes magic.
Yes.
You know, when you fell in love. Everything works. Even if it starts raining, wow, what a blessing, rain, and all. If you're not in love, it starts raining, I'm cold, I want to go home. But when you fall in love, you don't know why. You go to a restaurant, so this night there is amazing musician playing, and you cry and laugh and everything, because you fell in love. So, I mean, when you arrive to a place to buy or rent or access to a new project, my advice is, fell in love. When you buy something,
only do.
Don't have doubting. If you doubt, it's not falling in love.
No.
But you say, wow. Buy it.
Yeah.
When I go Saint Jordi in the market, with my partner, we say, okay, we buy only the wow, only what we fell in love. And then there is no doubt. And we have it after the house and we give love to this object or to this person or this place. Even if you cannot access to it, just wow, fell in love, no? And this is the way, is to fall in love. And then the master, the teaching is the unconditional love, no? And this is the
This is a big one?
this is the big one.
Can you say something about the unconditional love? Because this is really
Ibiza
huge
is the
one.
Unconditional
yes,
love
is,
island.
Yeah? Yeah.
If not, you cannot live here.
No.
The island give you, and the island take you. So, because it's like this, you cannot. If not, it's again the ego. You want the property you want for you, and you close this bubble, you know, of love, because you want this love private. This
I
private
have to
for
breathe
you.
This.
This love is, it's everywhere. So that's why we met some people in the island. We are connected with this. It's trust. Love, even if sometimes it's not always sunny, you know, in life it's like the weather. But trust that was for something that is a teaching of life, and the most important for myself is just to stay in the island and to live here, because I cannot imagine to live somewhere else. So my love is so big for this island, my love is so perfect. I would like to. In my relationship with my partner, to have the same relation, you know, like I have with my dog too. The dog is a master of unconditional love. So
yeah, I noticed.
Yeah,
when there's coming,
yeah,
he wants to protect you.
No, it's like he will love me all his life, even if sometimes he wait for me 3 hours, and when I come home, he's
so happy.
Maybe if I let my partner waiting for me 3 hours, she will get upset, and blah, blah, blah. He will not.
No.
He will be happy to see me again.
That's unconditional love.
Of course.
To be.
And the island is the same.
Yeah.
You receive, because I told you by experience, huh? She gives you, and when she gives a lot. It's an extreme.
Yeah. But you're giving,
Scorpion.
Philip, you're
I give the same.
A
yeah.
lot.
Yeah, it's the same. And I receive a lot too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
So it's really giving and receiving,
yes.
Giving and receiving.
Yeah. But without this.
No, just falling in
just
love.
Just falling in love. Do the things, trust. Yeah, but this is,
express
I'm in love.
Your art, your
express.
Human art.
And then, and you say, wow. And you say, I was right, but I knew that I was right because I fell in love.
Yeah,
there's
your
no doubt.
Eyes started to shine when you talk about
it.
It
works for me, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But if I have to advise people, of course, they don't teach you this in the internet
no.
or in a book.
No, and not in school and not in the family.
It's about trust.
Yeah.
It's about
yeah.
trust.
Yeah.
And feel secure and everything okay. And to live in Ibiza, you have to fall in love with the island.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
If not, you doubt, oh, we are beautiful, I love it. But still, but the island, a lot start talk negative about the change and there, but Ibiza and the people say, stop. Stop. No, don't go there. Just, yeah, the island is changing. I'm changing. Everybody's changing. The world is changing. But the essence of the island compared to the world today, wow, feel grateful, no?
Yeah.
And it's, this is what I feel every
yeah.
day. I wake up, I say, grateful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Many times a day before sleeping. And yeah, and the be positive and stay focused
positive.
On your artwork from your heart. And I do the same now. If there are some chaos or people indeed talk negative, I cannot handle this.
We don't need it.
It's new for me.
We need negative and positive somewhere, you know, to really to have the... But the problem is there is a lot of extreme negative, no? Wars and things heavy in the
yeah.
world, no? We go to the extreme. So now we have to learn to go to the extreme positive. The extreme positive is to cancel the extreme negative. Because we know the negative, we know the positive... We know the extreme negative, you know, but nobody teaches the extreme positive. And this is where we have to go, because it's the opposite of the extreme negative. I don't know if I'm clear.
Yes,
But it's very important to see the extreme positive, to have the balance of all this
yeah.
and cancel this.
So that the balance is coming, and so we can stay in the middle that like yin and yang is in the middle?
This we need it. We need negative, positive, is because it's like weather, no? It's sometimes you feel a little bit more down, but it's nothing wrong to stay at home in the cave.
Mm-hmm. Until sometimes it's nice. Yeah,
it's beautiful. I personally, this is what I do. When I see around that, okay, let's go to the cave now and come back to yourself and then recharge your vital energy.
Yeah.
And then ready again to meet people and to start again. But I think we all need to
go to
appreciate first to be alone, mm-hmm, by ourselves, to not only appearance and people and but to learn to be to feel good with yourself, mm-hmm, even when you don't feel so good. Doubting is passing by the mind and everything, and just absorb this and say, okay, the cloud is past now, but wait, hey, don't complain, look at that and start again and on the road again, no? This is a little bit what I do often. So all these little things bring you to a positive space. And
do you do that, you know, go to the cave in your home, or do you do that in the nature? Do you do that in the water?
Inside of myself. That
doesn't matter where you are.
Nature have to be here, of course, nature.
Yeah.
So besides plenty of place like this, you can be in the middle of hundreds of people, but we know all people who live there know some secret places here. You can really say, wow. Yeah.
Many secret places.
Yeah, many. And we keep it secret, and there is codification in this island, mm-hmm, that it's not that we want to keep it secret for us, but
Is it something you want to respect, this
diamond
or gold or whatever?
Yeah, because it's so full of space that people can enjoy. So before to access to this very special secret place that we know, already go through some special place, mm-hmm, where there is nobody, swim naked on the rock, not only need big sand beach and la la la. So start to enjoy this and then access to these special places, because Ibiza, it's full of that. It's full everywhere.
For me, everywhere.
It's a small island, but so rich. Already from a house to another one, its energy is different. And because I think many people here in every place build their own energy. So every place is so different everywhere.
Yeah. And more people are receiving and are able to receive this energy.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like if it's shifting time now, that the island really invites people. Yeah,
From always. People see the jowl, no? If I can say that, no?
Yeah.
But for me, I'm 25 years now in the island, and I saw that already at this time. But of course, people see that now, the beauty of the place, of the island, not too big, because you can access to the north, to the south easily in 1 hour. And it's a parallel world already on the other side of the island. So many things to discover at the same time. And it's an island, so it's always moving. We're always surprised by places we discover, even after 25 years. I never get boring here, never, really.
It's also
I'm still in love.
Yeah,
after 25 years, I'm still in love.
I wish everybody could still in love and live their
still
happy
in love,
life.
Still in love,
and
of course.
You choose to be come here, or you were invited by the island to come here and do this beautiful work to make pearls and beautiful houses. Just to give it energy back, and also the restaurant you have. We will put the link in the bio so people can find this beautiful art restaurant in Cala Nova. And also you're very creative with music and artists. I noticed that you just invite the right person also on the right place. And what does music mean for you on this island?
Music is the, you you know, sometimes it happened to me to DJ. I'm not a DJ, but I'm DJ. It's just sharing the music you like. And when you do this process, it's just show to the people what kind of energy is in you, no? Because when you share music, and it's like sharing what you really you have inside of you. So music, it's an energy. So from the moment you share it, and you create events with musician, and it's just bring people in fusion and share this culture, so African musician and Indian and any kind of music, and just again the island of the difference to Ibiza. We have to talk about that. So where all the difference are together and accept it.
And what kind of difference you mean?
Culture, religion, yeah. Fashion, how the way you, the dress you wear, the hair, the look you have is welcome here.
Yeah,
it's all welcome.
Yeah, yeah. There is a lot of creativity. Yeah. I love the Sant Jordi market, which you mentioned. You know, many people make things by their own, and yeah, and we really appreciate this. It's always energy. Yeah. And to find this balance in your life, how do you deal this? Because you have a son, and you said, yeah, just buy it or do something when you fall in love. How do you bring this way of living to your son? And sons, of course.
Yeah, we, of course, they are attracted by what they don't have. So this spirit that we have for him, he's born with it. So is attracted by the artificial spirit,
yeah.
What is, you know, what yeah. what we don't really have in the island, brands, games, things that we don't have even the TV here. But of course, this artificial evolution is there, and when you have a child born in Ibiza, for him, all this is there. It's like he's born with it. He used to that, so he's attracted by this artificial, the other side now of the world.
Yeah.
But on the same time, what I can see sometimes when he say, "I don't know, you quiero vivir en Ibiza," he want to stay in Ibiza because when he travel, he likes it. It removes a lot of new things. But he say, "Oh, Papa." Quiero volver a Ibiza.
Going home.
And you want to stay living here. So for me, it's like, wow, it's warm.
Yeah.
But I teach him how to develop the artificial evolution, because we need it somewhere.
It's like the podcast and the YouTube. I'm very happy with this technique, so we can share this knowledge and to fall in love and to be your human art and to express it to the whole world. And to this all word is energy, it's vibration, it's frequency, so everybody can receive this. And so I'm very happy with this. So for your son, it's very important. Yeah, it is.
It is important. But on the same time, to put the seed of that he's conscious that there is two kind of evolution and intelligence. Yeah. There is the artificial one and the natural one.
Yeah.
So from the existence of the human, of course, we develop a lot the artificial one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean good or bad, but we have access on the technology and the evolution of the technology, et cetera, et cetera. But what we don't learn at school, for example, and this have to come from the teaching of the parents, I think, is the natural intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's try to decodificate the nature, you know?
Yes.
And how the nature is to valorize this sun coming every morning. You know, it's like a new day coming every day. When it's raining, it's not, it's, wow, this...
It's a contribution from Mother Earth.
It's raining water from the sky.
Yeah.
Can you realize it? And just bring a kind of a reflection of it, not to your to your child. Wow, it's true, some water coming from the sky to give water to the plant, and the plant, the oxygen, and the trees. And so perfect, no? The sun, the cloud, the rain, the cold, the season. So start to really to that he can have a reflection of it. Mm-hmm. Even if you say, yeah, okay, but it's nice, okay? But the seed is there for
him. Yeah. And also water from the tap. I'm always very grateful. Look at this. Water from the tap. Look at this. And these little things, we think it's normal, but if you realize that so many people develop this thing, that it's coming from the sky, it's coming from Mother Earth itself, and you thought about the cycle. This is a cycle as well. So to understand the nature in yourself and the cycle of yourself, I'm teaching this. And a lot of parents ask me, when are you going to teach on schools? I said, yeah, start with you, to live this nature, to come back with this rhythm of your body. And the rhythm of the nature is your nature. We have to find this back, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And Philippe, I'm very grateful, and I want to talk hours with you. And do you have something to say extra to the listeners to empower them or to give them trust? Or just, we have had a very beautiful talk with a lot of wisdom, and maybe you want to add something.
Yeah, to just to break down all these borders they put in their mind that mm-hmm. they cannot do, you know, it's too complicated, this is the blockage of the mind, no? You can really, if you feel it from inside and you listen your call, listen your instinct, don't be too much stuck in the material and the artificial, use it. But really, let your essence growing, and trust that it's not so complicated to change your life. Really, sometimes we think, but I have children and I have my job and la 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 la. But and you get stuck at the end of your life. Say, well, if I knew, you know. So don't have this regret. Just trust. Let the fear somewhere, because the fear, just fear to be happy, maybe, no, I don't know, maybe it's something I have to investigate, but trust that, and try to fall in love all the time, in love in anything, in this little chair, in this carpet, and make your life like this, fall your love in your own life, without any restriction. We don't need restriction to fall in love.
No. No. Just open and indeed just do it. And maybe you said, maybe sometimes it's scary to open your heart, but I know everybody can do this. So.
Yeah, it's not only fell in love. When you fell in love, you have to feed this love too, no? But this is the more,
and to take care, and to make it more beautiful, exactly. And not to hold it, but just to let it go and flow. And thank you very much, Philippe, for
your
time and this wonderful.
I hope I could.
Yes. Yeah.
Explain a little bit.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Sai is there.
Hi, thank you very much for listening to this beautiful, inspiring, love podcast. So please. Follow your falling in love feelings and open your heart. And maybe sometimes it's scared, but you can do it. I know you can. And just follow the passion, your path. Everything is good. Find a balance. And please share this with your friends and family. And if you want to listen to more incredible people like Philippe, just please feel free to give a donation. And see you next time. Thank you very much for listening.